Well, the big story over the weekend, the conversation absolutely everywhere. People looked at me with horror. Did you see? I didn't even know there was going to be another downgrade. I hadn't enough. And it's like, you're not paying attention to the world, because Moody's and Fitch downgrading South Africa, pushing us further into junk and keeping the country on a negative outlook, which means that we could be cut further. Trudy Makaya is economic advisor to the president, Cyril Ramaphosa. Is this an indictment, Trudy? Is this an indictment of the president's turnaround plan?
Good evening, Bruce, and good evening to your listeners. No, I don't think it's an indictment of the plan. In fact, I think the ratings agencies, you know, it's understood that they give opinions sometimes on forward-looking matters. So, I mean, we all know the recovery plan came out 3-4 weeks ago. There hasn't been much in terms of a time lag to assess implementation. So this is based on their projections and where they think South Africa is headed. Now, I mean, the ultimate question one has to ask is South Africa on the brink of default of its debt? If you look at the figures, most of our debt is rand-denominated, our public debt. So it's issued in our own currency. So we don't suffer from the issues that the likes of Venezuela and others have suffered, where their debt has been dollar-denominated and depreciations have hit them hard. If you look at the term structure of our bonds, we have short-term bonds, but we also have bonds across the whole yield curve, due in 5 years, 10 years. So we don't have issues around a looming crunch in terms of having to refinance, pressure to refinance in the short term. If you look at the bond auctions we've had over the past months or so, they are well subscribed. The pricing has inched up, but it's only by an inch if you look at the bond yield. So there hasn't been a spike in the cost that we pay. So if you stack all of that up, you see that the rating agencies perhaps are running ahead of events in terms of the actual core facts that most investors would be looking at. We're not on the brink of default.
What they are telling us, though, is they believe we're headed that way.
They're cautioning us, yes. They're telling us that we need to watch out. They're telling us that we need to deliver on the commitments that we've made in terms of fiscal consolidation. So I think one can never downplay that or try to minimize that. But I think we also need to be clear about our actual position. The president and the finance minister have always made it clear that we are embarking on reform, that we acknowledge that there have been weaknesses in reform implementation in the past, and that we're taking measures to remedy that. So no one is dismissing the ratings agencies, but I think we need to be clear that our fundamentals are not at a point where we should be talking about doom and gloom.
But they also don't believe that we can implement the reforms as they are spelled out. They don't believe for a moment that actually South Africa's got the capacity. Big test coming, of course, in December in terms of the ability to tell the civil service that we're terribly sorry, but we're not going to make good on the 3-year wage agreements that are in place. But we keep doing things also like funding SAA. We keep throwing good money after bad. And that is not an indication of a government that is deadly serious of grasping the nettle when it comes to dealing with a pending economic crisis. That's the signal that we're sending them, and that's the message we're getting back from them, isn't it?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think there's an acknowledgement that there are reforms that have taken place. If you compare this time last year, if we were speaking, and what has come to pass over the year, despite the pandemic, we've seen movement on the energy front. We've seen new power being commissioned. We've seen an integrated resource plan with a bias towards renewables being passed through cabinet, accepted, and initial procurement happening. We're seeing ICASA moving on the spectrum front. We've seen the infrastructure fund being formed and initial projects being tabled. We've seen our work in reaching out to the investment community and the fruits of that at the investment conference. So, we've got to see the holistic picture. I know we like to talk about SAA because it's a very contentious issue, but it's just one element on a big policy arena. And I think there are many other areas where you can point to, you know, reasonable consensus and things moving.
There is a belief, and I think it's a belief that is wrong, in my view, but a belief that government doesn't grasp the severity of the situation that we're in. I think people generally get that the president is deeply concerned. They get that the finance minister is deeply concerned. You only have to follow his Twitter account to know that he's deeply concerned. There is a sense, however, that there isn't a depth of acceptance across government as to the really serious fiscal position we're in. Is that a fair comment?
I don't think that's fair. You know, we have clusters of the, I mean, the chairs of the economic cluster, Minister Mantashe and Minister Gubayan Gumadi, who talk to these issues all the time and who have given direction to the economic cluster in responding to the crisis. We have, you know, ministers in the portfolios I've mentioned in the various policy areas that have moved. So I, you know, I'm not sure where that is coming from. I've never heard any minister defend or even try to minimize the severity of the economic crisis.
Which is good news on that particular front. But we are paying 2 billion rand a day in interest. I mean, we're getting, our debt is ballooning. We have a problem. I mean, we can't deny that for a second. How are we going to translate our economic plan and take it from being a credibility crisis as well as an economic crisis into visible implementation so that the world starts to believe that actually this time South Africa is going to do it differently?
I mean, we've said various things. We've said that we're going to remove barriers to investment. The president and finance minister and others have talked about Operation Vulindlela, which is government's response to some of the you know, the irritating red tape issues, reform blockages that business often encounters. You've seen the fruit of some of this work. You know, now it takes about a day to get company registrations. You have Invest SA, which works with investors to hold their hand through various regulatory processes. So, you know, there's a clear statement that government wants to work with the private sector. If you look at the recovery plan, the bulk of it, the infrastructure build program, the private sector led sector master plan, a lot of that is underpinned by investment being unlocked. And the president and ministers have been very clear. I mean, you know, Minister Mantashe the other day talked about the ambition that we have for exploration. We are a mining country. There's still a lot to be discovered, so we need the exploration dollars to come into the country, and he's doing all that he can to ensure that that happens. So, you know, you can't fault in terms of the intentions. The pace of reform, I think there has been an acknowledgement that it needs to be accelerated, and there are mechanisms that are being put in place in the presidency, in National Treasury, and in the rest of government to ensure that there is a visible increase in the pace of, in the pace of implementation.
Trudy Makaya, thank you so much for chatting to us this evening, economic advisor to the president.